The report is by the International Trade Center, the ITC, in partnership with TRAFFIC, a wildlife monitoring network, and the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. Most python skins are from Indonesia, Malaysia, and Vietnam, and one of their concerns is that this trade could have a detrimental impact on wild python populations. Alexander Kastrin is head of the Trade and Environment Program at the ITC, a joint agency of the UN and the World Trade Organization, which provides support to exporters in developing countries.
We don't know what the current state of populations are. As you can imagine, it's very difficult to measure the numbers. What you can do is you can measure them at the slaughterhouse in terms of their sexual maturity. And data by academics from over 20 years ago has shown that the snakes being slaughtered are sexually immature, which would indicate that they're perhaps having their ability to reproduce being compromised.
The python skin trade mainly involves two species, the reticulated python, which is the world's longest snake, and the Burmese python, whose dark skin with brown splotches is a favorite of the fashion and leather industries. Olivier Kayabe is a TRAFFIC program officer based in Thailand.
The reticulated pythons, they are predominantly taken from the wild. A lot of the time, it's the case that they are caught opportunistically by people usually working in oil palm plantations or something like that. And obviously, in Malaysia and Indonesia, you have huge areas of land which are covered in oil palm. And they're quite an adaptable species as well, so you even find them in the heavily urbanized areas.
Questions related to animal welfare also arise from the hunting or farming of the snakes and their eventual slaughter through methods that include decapitation and suffocation. Illegality and the laundering of skins through stockpiling are other challenges facing the trade.
Snakes are poached from the wild and they're declared as captive bred on export forms. The reason that this is done is because it basically provides a loophole through which traders can legally export the skins.
The global trade in python skins is regulated under a UN Convention on the Trade in Endangered Wildlife, known as CITES, and the report calls for action on numerous fronts. For example, Olivier Kayabe with TRAFFIC says transparency can be improved through a traceability system.
That would be a system whereby skins are tagged at the source, and this tag is then tracked like a barcode through the entire chain, similar to the system which is in place for crocodile and alligator skins.
Alexander Kastrin with the International Trade Center adds that countries which export python skins can monitor quotas and legislation to protect snake species.
However, ITC and its partners are well aware that in the developing country context, environmental legislation is difficult to enforce. And so the bill falls in the court of the fashion houses themselves, who control the supply chain. They know where the snakes are coming from, they know how they're slaughtered, they know the animal welfare issues. They can have control over the sustainability, and they can have a say in the legality of the trade.
The report's authors believe that by taking action, fashion companies could then educate consumers that due diligence has taken place throughout the trade as part of their good corporate citizenship measures. Deanne Penn, United Nations.